सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
सो वी आर इन चैप्टर 25 ऑफ कैंटो 3 एंड वी हैव कंप्लीटेड अप टू वर्स नंबर 41। इन वर्स नंबर 41 लॉर्ड सेज, लॉर्ड मीन्स कपिल भगवान सेज, न अन्यत्र मत भगवतः प्रधान पुरुषेश्वरात् आत्मना सर्वभूतानां भयं तीव्रं निवर्तते। न अन्यत्र, देयर इज नो एनीबडी एल्स, आई हैव गॉट द मोनोपोली, मोक्ष आई अलोन कैन गिव। न अन्यत्र, नोबडी एल्स, नो अदर देवता कैन गिव अस द मुक्ति। न अन्यत्र मत भगवतः। And who am I? Pradhan Purusheshwarat. I am Ishwara Pradhan and Purush. What is Pradhan? Pradhan is Prakriti. I am Lord of Prakriti, Matter and Purush. Purush means sentient. So, Matter and Spirit. I am Lord. Atmana Sarvbhutanam. And I am the Atma of all beings. Sarvbhutatma. I am present in all beings. Bhayam Tibram Nivartati. That means the terrible fear is forsaken. If you come to me, I will give you the Abhayapad. We all are in the state of fear. All beings in the world, they are in the state of fear. But if you come to me, I will give you Abhayapad. Abhayapad means fearless state I will give you. Then he says, 42.
Madbhayad vati vatoyam suryastapati madbhayat वर्षति इन्द्रो दहत्यग्निः मृत्युश्चरति मद्भयात्।
देन ही सेड, यू डू नो हु एम आई, मद्भयात् वाति वातो, मद्भयात् बिकॉज ऑफ माई फियर, विंड ब्लोज, सो द मूवमेंट ऑफ विंड, एज वी नो शिकागो इज द विंडी सिटी, बाई हूज फियर द विंड इज ब्लोइंग, it is because of my fear, as if Lord is standing behind the Vayu Devta with a thunderbolt, do your duty, otherwise I am here, I will just hit you. Madbhayat. And Suryastapati Madbhayat, and the sun signs also, because of my fear, it comes at time every day. We predict every day, this time it will sunrise will be there, sunset will be this time. That means there is no change in the schedule. As if somebody is standing behind that. Standing behind. Sun is shining. Varsati Indra. Indra. Indra is the lord of rain. Indra also is the head of department of rain. So he also acts out of fear. Okay. Then Dahati Agni. And the Agni, the fire, it burns. Why? Because of my fear. And Mrityuscharati Madhvaya, even Yamaraj, Mrityu, that also, he runs around whole globe at a time picking up people, jiva from different places. Lord is saying that I am Lord of all these. I have given authority to them to do these things. Yamaraj, your job is to take the jiva. And he will do only the same thing, nothing else. Nothing else. So he is the supreme head. So they all are departmental heads. They get power from the Lord. Power from the Lord means what? Because all of them, they exist because of the Satchidananda Paramatma. Surya is there, the sun is there because of that Paramatma. Existence is taken from Paramatma. Everything is existing because of him. So Lord is controller and ruler of all of them. In Bhagavad Gita also Lord says, Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Maya adhyakshena. Under my governorship, rulership, everything is coming. Prakriti suyate creates movable and immovable. Similar type of mantra we find in Taittiriya Upanishad. A similar type of. Bhishasmat Bata Pavate, same thing. Out of fear, out of my fear, Bata, wind blows. Then Bhisho Deti Suryata, Surya, Surya also rise because of my fear. Bhishasmat Agni, Agni, fire also burn because of my fear. Indrascha, Indra also, out of my fear, it acts. And Mrityu Dhavati Panchamiti, these five. Mrityu Dhavati, Mrityu is running around whole world, not sitting. Jiska time aya, usko pick up kiya. Here, there, running here and there. Mrityu Dhavati Panchamam. So, what is the sadhana said by Kapil Bhagwan? Bhakti is the sadhana. Sadhana for what? For going to Abhayapad. Now all these five examples given, they are all working out of fear. We all are also under fear. All beings in the world are fear. But if you want to reach to that fearless state, Abhayapad, then we have to do bhakti. Next. How to do it?
Jnana vairagya yuktena bhakti yogena yoginah kshebaya padamulam me pravishanti yakuto bhayam.
Jnana vairagya yuktena bhakti yogena yogina. You will find a similar line in the same chapter in verse number 18. Jnana vairagya yuktena bhakti yuktena chatmana. Similar line. Similar thought was given in Canto 1 also. How can we reach there? It is by bhakti. So, gyan vairagya yuktena. Gyan of what? Knowledge of what? Knowledge of that Bhagwan, Paramatma. Vairagya, vairagya from Atma, vairagya from Bhagwan. Koi farak nahi padta, aap bolte jao.
Premal ji bol rahe nahi.
Koi farak nahi hai, vairagya from Bhagwan. No, vairagya from sansar. So knowledge of Bhagwan is required and Vairagya dispassion from the world is required and bhakti. You see, why Vairagya is required? Because the capital of love is limited. We all have invested into sansar. So what we have to do? Withdraw from there. Withdraw from there means what? Vairagya. Vairagya from sansar. And what to do with this capital of love? Now you put it into Bhagwan. So, gyan, vairagya, bhakti. Bhakti means same love which is in the world, we call it asakti. Now the capital we have withdrawn, we are changing portfolio now. Portfolio changing, now we are taking out from there our capital of love and now investing into Bhagwan. So, when we invest into Bhagwan, it becomes bhakti. So, gyan, vairagya, bhakti yuktena, we can achieve that. Yogina. Yogina means the one who is practicing yoga. Yoga means what? one who wants to unite with the Lord. That is yoga. Yoga comes from the yuj dhatu. Yuj dhatu means unite. So bhakti yoga, jnana yoga, karma yoga, by all these methods we want to reach or unite with that param, with that paramatma. Yogina, chemaya padamulam me pravisanti akuto bhayam. Then chemaya padamulam chemanda, they will get benefit, whatever benefit, eternal benefit. If they serve my feet, padamulam, my lotus feet, pravisanti akuto bhayam, and they take shelter in me, there where is a bhaya, where is fear? There is no fear. So by devotion supported by knowledge, how to get that abhayapad? In summary, it is said here. First, we have to have the knowledge. Knowledge of Atman, knowledge of Bhagwan, knowledge of Paramatma. And then renunciation. Renunciation from the world. And then he should love the feet of Bhagwan. And where are these feet? These feet will give you the abhayapad. Abhayapad, fearless state. So this jnana and vairagya in bhakti marga, it is said you get automatically, you know, you don't have to do anything. First you just become bhakta. If you become bhakta, then Bhagavad Gita guarantees dadami buddhi yogam. Dadami buddhi yogam. Now it is the headache of Bhagwan. He is my devotee. I have to tell him, who am I? I have to tell. So what he will do? Dadami buddhi yogam. He will give buddhi. Buddhi yoga means in two ways he can give you buddhi. Either he will direct you to the Chinmay Mission Yamunotri, or sitting inside, he will tell you, oh, I am here, you see. You are searching me outside, I am here inside. So he can do that also. All of a sudden, you will get one day, oh, what is this? Bhagwan is there, he is already with me. Or he will send you to some teacher where he will tell you, Tattvamasi, you are that. Brahma. Okay. And then, bhakta gets abhayapad. So Guruji says, Rati is toward Lord, and virakti from the sense of objects needed for getting that abhayapad. Virakti and rati. Virakti means withdraw your capital of love from the world. Rati means invest that capital of love in Bhagwan. That's all. This much we have to do. Okay. Next, last verse of this.
Etavaneva lokesmin pumsam nishreya sodayaha tivrena bhakti yogena manomai arpitam sthiram.
Etavaneva, only so far, loke asmin, in this world. Asmin means this, lok world. Lokesmin punsa means man. Nishreyas udayaha, attainment of final perfection. That means mukti, liberation. How you will get? Tibrena bhakti yogena, by intense bhakti yoga. What do you mean by intense bhakti yoga? It is 24-hour bhakti. It is not once of, in the morning you do puja, you thought you will do it for 10 minutes, but you give only 2 minutes and get up, because you are running late. Tibrena bhakti yogena mayo manomaya arpitam sthiram, and the mind fixed on me. Steadily it is fixed. So therefore, person whose minds are fixed on the Lord's image in intensive practice of devotional services, that is the only means. Bhagavan says it's only means, no other way, only means for attainment of the final perfection of life. But Bhagwan has said, Arjun has said in Gita, Chanchala hi manah Krishna. Oh Krishna, mind is very fickle. So how to make mind fixed in the Lord? Now the question is, how to fix this mind? That we can understand from the example of Maharaja Ambarish. Maharaja Ambarish, he was a Raja. Now see how he used to be in the bhakti always. While doing the Rajkarma also, he was in bhakti. How? His mind was fixed in the lotus feet of the Lord is very difficult. Mind always fixed to the lotus feet of the Lord is a difficult part. It takes a long time, but it happens. Hota hai. And he smelled tulsi and flowers offered to the Lord. Dekho. Granendriya. He used to smell the flowers and tulsi offered to the Lord. He spoke Leela of Lord, speech, walk, how he utilized? Leela of Bhagwan. He walked to the temple of the Lord, Gamanam, going, legs to the temple. Where our legs go? You all know. At least not to temple. Then his tongue tasted prasad of the Lord. Prasad of the Lord. We all can make prasad, but we don't do. Do we do Brahmarpan before lunch and dinner or breakfast? We know. But still we don't do. We don't make it prasad. But he used to make everything prasad. And Shravan, he heard Leela of the Lord. This way all senses were engaged in the bhakti of the Lord. This is intense bhakti. In all things, he is thinking about the Lord only. Continuously. Guruji says, don't listen to Stri Dhan Nastik Vair Charitram Nasravaniyam. Our mind rebels in these things. Stri, for Purus it is Stri, for Stri it is Purus. Wealth, or one who does not believe in Bhagwan, Nastik, Vair Charitram, enemy. We always think about the enemy, what he will do, what he has already done. Continue, the mind is there only. Na Sravaniyam. This is Tibra Bhakti Yoga, when the mind and senses are fully engaged on Lord. Tibra Bhakti Yoga, where all mind and all senses are engaged in Bhagwan. That is Tibra Bhakti. By that Tibra Bhakti, we can get it. We can attain it. And Puspika Bhakya.
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Sanghitayam Tritiyaskande Kapileya Upakhyane Panchavingsho Dhyayah.
Chapter 26.
Atha Sadavingsho Dhyayah. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Atha Te Sampravakshyami Tatvanam lakshanam prithaka yadviditva vimucheta purusha prakritair gunaihi.
Devuti actually questioned in chapter number 25 to Kapil Bhagwan, please tell me about the Purus and Prakriti. I want to know about the Purus, the spirit. I want to know about the Prakriti, Maya. Please tell me about that. So now Lord Kapila said, Atha te samprachyami. Samprachyami, I will explain you. Samyak rupene, in detail. I shall describe. What? Tattvanam lachanam prithaka. Tattvanam means the categories of the absolute truth. I will tell you the detail. Lachanam, features. Prithaka, one by one. One by one. I will slowly, step by step, I will tell you. So that you can understand. Yad viditva, knowing which. Yat viditva, knowing which, vimuchet. Vimuchet means can be released. Bondage will be over. Vimuchate, purusa, person, prakriti, gunai. From the influence of the prakriti, you can come out of maya, you know. Prakriti means maya. And guna means sattva, rajas, tamas. Sattva, rajas, and tamas. You can come out of the maya. So now I shall tell you one by one the distinctive feature of the different categories by knowing which a man is freed once for all guna prakriti more suffering. You all know there are only two things we have to know. One is Atma, another is Anatma. And now you will see how beautifully Kapil Bhagwan take up one by one. First he is telling about the Anatma. Prakriti is Anatma. So Gita says, Bhaktya mam abhijanati, by bhakti you can know. In Gita also same thing is said. If you invest your love toward me, you will come to know me. By bhakti you will come to know. But it is very difficult to cross, isn't it? Very difficult. Mam maya duratya. To cross this prakriti or maya is very, very difficult. Unless you come to Bhagwan, who is mayapati, only he can help you. Only he can help you to come out of the maya. Therefore, there it is in Gita says, mam evye prapadyanti. One who surrenders to me, I take him out from the maya, from the prakriti, from the tirguna. So Kapil Bhagwan will explain how to get moksha by differentiating between prakriti and purush. Just by differentiating between prakriti and purush, one can get mukti. Or in our simple term, differentiating between atma and anatma, we can get mukti. Differentiating between atma and anatma means what? Knowing what is Atma, knowing what is Anatma. If we come to know or differentiate between these two, we can get mukti. Okay, and Gita, it is also said, Tato mam tattvata gyatva. Again and again in Gita, it is said, gyatva, gyatva, gyatva. You only have to know me. You should have the knowledge. Jnana vairagya bhakti yogena. It was said earlier, jnana, you have to have the knowledge. So long we have got the desire of prakriti, there cannot be any mukti. So long we have got the desire of prakriti, there is no question of mukti. At this point of time, we are all desirous of anatma, prakriti, maya. So long we are desirous of anatma, we cannot get mukti. We cannot get mukti. Okay, number two.
Jnanam nishreya sarthaya purusasyatma darshanam yadahurvarnaye tatte hridaya granthi bhedanam.
So the first verse was regarding prakriti. I will tell you about the prakriti. Now see the second verse. Second verse is jnanam, knowledge. Knowledge of what? Nishreya sarthaya, for ultimate perfection. Those who want ultimate perfection. Purusasya atma darshanam, purusasya of a man, for what? Atma darshanam, for self-realization. Yad ahu varne, I will explain you. Whatever he said about that, I will tell you. Tatte means I will tell that to you. Hriday granthi bhedanam, what will do? It will remove your knot of heart, or it will cut your knot of heart. See how beautiful. So in the first verse he is telling that I will tell you about the anatma. In the second verse he is telling about, I am telling you about the atma. So we have to know only two things, atma and anatma. If we are very clear what is atma and what is anatma, then we can differentiate. And we have got this much of buddhi that we decide to go to anatma side or atma side. We can choose. So I shall also explain to you the nature of knowledge in the form of self-realization, which by cutting the knot of heart leads to the jeev to the final beatitude. So declare wise. Wise people say, if we start or come to know about the atma and anatma and differentiate between two, know the nature of both, then you will get mukti. So by understanding self, one can be freed from the material attachment. The moment you come to know that permanent sukh is available here, so will you run for petty sukh for getting it from anatma vastu? Really speaking, in anatma vastu there is no sukh at all. We superimpose sukh on the anatma vastu. We superimpose. It is no sukh there. Tamev, it is said in Svetasvetara Upanishad, tamev vidityati mrityumeti nanya pantha vidyate ayanaya. By knowing atma only you can cross mrityu sansar. There is no other way. Aur koi upay nahi hai. We have to know. Know what? We have to know atma. You see, our buddhi is limited. It is very difficult for us to understand everything of the world also. Our knowledge, I am specialized in one field. Maybe I am a doctor, I am an engineer, I am in engineering also. One will say, oh, I am an IT person. In IT also somebody says, I am a software. In software also he will say, I am a specialist in this. See? We cannot know the whole world. But in this life, we can know Atman. Atman can be known. So by knowing Atman alone, all Upanishad says the same thing. By knowing Atman alone, you can transcend the cycle of birth and death. You can cross the Mrityu Sansar Sagar also. By knowing Atma. Therefore, in Upanishad it is said, Atma vare drashtabhyam, srotabhyam, mantabhyam, nidityasitabhyam. Therefore, it is said, we should know. You should listen about Atman. It is said, sravan, sravan, not patitabhyam. Don't think by if you buy books from here and you will go and study. It is written in English commentaries there. What is the purpose of going to Uncle Ji class? कोई जरूरत नहीं है. इट विल नॉट हैपन. श्रवण इज द फर्स्ट. यू हैव टू लिसन फ्रॉम टीचर. फॉर लर्निंग एबीसीडी ऑल्सो वी हैव टू गो टू टीचर. सो द्रष्टव्य मीन्स वॉट? दर्शनम मीन्स वॉट? सीइंग कैन बी डन बाय हियरिंग फ्रॉम टीचर. दैट इज दर्शनम. इट इज नॉट, वी कांट सी आत्मन फ्रॉम आवर आईज, बट वी कैन नो बाय हियरिंग अबाउट द आत्मन. One way is that you become the Nitya Das of Bhagwan. Dasoham, I am Das of Bhagwan. Very simple method. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, if you want to reduce your ego, become Das. Very simple. In Karma Yoga also, it is said, you become Das, you become servant of the Lord. And act. Become servant of the Lord and act means what? Our all actions should be for the happiness of the Lord. That's all. Whenever we are employed anywhere, we act for the happiness of my employer. Whether I am happy or not, that doesn't matter. But we act for the happiness of our employer. Same way, who is the greatest employer? Greatest employer is the Lord. If I act for His happiness, I will cross Sansar Sagar. Nitya Das. So this Atma Darshan will destroy Hridaya Granthi. What is this Hridaya Granthi? Now, one person can say, I know one person is smiling. What is this Hridaya Granthi? Premaji, can immediately say, Avidya Kam Kam, Avidya Kam. This is Granthi, this is knot. Unless this knot is cut, you will not be able to get liberation. Avidya means what? Avidya, not knowing our true nature. Vidya of knowledge of our Atman is required. So this Hridaya Granthi will be destroyed by Atma Darshan. And this Atman is different from Prakriti. Altogether is different from Prakriti. So in verse number 1, Kapil Bhagwan said, I will tell you about the Prakriti. I will give you the detail of the Prakriti. What is Prakriti? Number 1. Then in the second verse he tells that I will tell you about the Atman also. I was telling you in all the classes I say we have to know the knowledge of both Atma and Anatma. Then only we can understand kidhar jana hai, whether should go to Atman or the Anatma chahi. Next.
Anadiratma purushah nirguna prakite parah pratyagdhama swayam jyotihi vishvam yena samanvitam.
Now he's telling about the Atma. What is this Atma? Anadi Atma. This Atma is anadi, beginningless. The moment I say beginningless, that means it will become anant also, endless. If anything has got a beginning, adi, it will have an end. We all have got a beginning. This body has got a beginning. We got to have got the date of birth. It will end also. And whatever things we buy in the market, all have got a date of birth and date of death. Expiry date is also there. So anadiratma purusha. Purusha means the supreme self. You see, the purus will come many times. Purus means jeev also. Purus means the supreme self also. Purus and prakriti, when he says, that means that I will tell you about the purus. Purus means the supreme self, atman also, and prakriti. I will tell you about the matter also, atman and anatma. So purusha, how is that nirgun? That purusha, that supreme self, that paramatma, that brahman is nirgun, without gun, without maya. Nirgun. Prakrite para, and he is beyond prakriti. Prakrite para, he is beyond prakriti. That means atma is different from anatma. Pratyak dhama perceivable everywhere. Pratyak dhama, everywhere it is there. How you will say everywhere is there? By principle of existence. He is everywhere there. Pratyak dhama, how is that? Swayam jyoti. Self-effulgent. You don't need any other instrument to see it. Swayam jyoti. Like to see a sun, you don't have to take a torchlight whether the sun is there or not. No instrument is needed. Swayam jyoti. Vishvam yena samanvitam, and the whole universe is maintained by that Satchidanand. He is maintaining everything. So who is this Purus? Number one, the Purus is Anadi Atma, number one. Number two, he is not constituted of guna prakriti. He is not constituted of any guna prakriti. Number three, he is distinct from prakriti. He is different from prakriti and superior to prakriti. Number four, he pervades everything. He pervades everything means he pervades by principle of existence. He pervades everything. Achha. And reveals everything in its distinctiveness, reveals everything. Because of its presence, it reveals everything. This is table, this is chair, this is screen. How it is revealed? Because of Atman present in us, it reveals everything also. And he himself is self-revealing, requiring no other revealer. Because it's Swayam Jyoti, you don't need any other instrument to see it. It's self-evident. And seventh, he has brought the forces of evolution together and set them in motion. It is the Atma which brought all the Pancha Mahabhut and everything which with the details will be coming. He has made them come and mix. And we see the Pancha Mahabhut now is the mixed thing. So who made all these things, mixing and all that, all Pancha Mahabhut, came from him only. He is the ultimate source. So this Purus is the supreme spirit or the Brahman. He is anadi, and under his supervision, whole char and achar jagat has come. Achha. This Purus, whenever there is we say it is existence, Bhagwan is a Sat everywhere. Sat everywhere means whether it is inert thing, movable, immovable, or sentient. Whatsoever. Sat is everywhere there. So does that mean Chit part is not there? Ananda part is not there? No. Wherever there is Sat, Chit is also there, Ananda is also there. Anand is there. In inner table also, it is existing. Isness is there. Sat. Chit part, it is expressing I am table. I am table, this is chit part. Anand, it gives me anand. I am keeping my book. It is helping me. Otherwise, I have to hold this book in my hand. So it is giving anand to me also. So in each and everything of the world, whether it is inert or sentient, existence, consciousness and bliss is always there. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Yena sarvam idam tatam. I pervade everything in this world. And I am not temporary. I am permanent. Because I am anadi. I am birthless. Therefore deathless. I am permanent. And this Purush is the cause of everything. This Brahman, this Paramatma is the cause of everything. Prakriti is subordinate to that. And Swayam Jyoti, effulgent. You don't need any instrument to see it. And this Purush is not made of five great elements. It is Nirgun, without Sattva Rajas Tamas. Our body is made of Prakriti, Sattva Rajas Tamas. This Purush has got no connection with the Prakriti. So what is Atman? It is said here. Next.
Sa esa prakritim sukshmam devim gunamayim vibhuhu yaditraeva upagatam abhyapaddhatalilaya.
Now telling about the Prakriti. Earlier was telling about the Purush, now Prakriti. Sa esa prakritim, that Supreme Self, prakritim sushma. How this prakriti? Is sushma, is subtle. It's subtle. When it comes in the subtle form and slowly, slowly it becomes gross. Devim, devim is related to Vishnu. It is related to that Brahman. In Vedanta we say Brahmasraya. In Tattva Bodh we learned about that. Devi, gunamai. How is that? It is gunamai. Gunamai means it has got three gunas, sattva, rajas, tamas. Gunamai, gunamai also means a rope. And what is the purpose of rope? It binds us. Similarly, the sattva, rajas, tamas, three gunas of prakriti binds us. Vibhu. Vibhu means this prakriti is subordinate to this vibhu. Vibhu means the greatest of the great. Yadichaiva is own will. It is Brahman's will, it is Paramatma's will. Iva Upagatam. Upagatam means obtains. Whenever Lord wants, he takes his Shakti Maya. Hey, Maya, idhar aao. Maya come. Now start creation. Start creation. Then he will say, dissolve. Pralaya. Come back into the subtle form. It will come back in the subtle form. Like a magician. He will show everything and again withdraw everything. And the example in Upanishad is given like a spider. He makes the cobweb from his own mouth and then he will take back everything. Many times you must have seen a lot of spiders here in our Jamunutri. So we are hanging, it is coming down, and it goes up. So he made his own rope from his own saliva and going up again. Abhyapadyat, he accepted Leela. So whenever he wants to sports, Leela karna hai, chalo aa jao, prakriti aa jao, now we have to create. They start creating. So this all-pervading Purush accepted of his own free will the unmanifest divine prakriti, devim prakriti. Prakriti is anadi. But it has got a ant. From unmanifest, it comes to manifest and goes back. So this way it continuously goes. And it has got three gunas that sought him in his playful mood. Leela karna hai, chalo bhai aao. Prakritim devim, this is Maya of the Lord. It is his power, his controller. In Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Devi aisa gun bhai, mam Maya duratya. This Devi Shakti is mine. Maya is mine. And it has got three guns, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. But Jeev cannot see Bhagwan Atma because of this tattva, this Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. We have got Atman, but this Atman is covered by Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. Our body is made of Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. It is covered. We are not able to see that Atman now. Outside also it is covered with different naam and roop. We are not able to see. So Vibhu means, since Maya can't cover Lord, Lord is called Vibhu. Do you think really Maya can cover? Can darkness cover sun? Never. Can Maya cover Brahman? Never. So why, what happened? Why I am not able to see sun today? It is raining, it's cloudy. But you go 50 miles, 100 miles, or maybe 1,000 miles, or you go above the cloud, you will see that there. Sun is there, shining. In sun's light, we are able to see that these clouds are covering sun. Is it not so? In the sun's light only we are seeing. And Lord utilizes this Maya for creation. And if you want to go beyond Maya, okay, you have to surrender to Lord. Take bhakti and surrender to Lord. You will reach there.
Gunair vijitra srijatim swarupa prakritim prajaha vilokya mumuhe sadyah sa iha jnana guhaya.
Gunai means trigun. Vichitra, variegated. Srijatim, created. Swarupa, prakritim praja, with forms of material nature, with all pancha mahabhut, lot of things are created. And praja, living beings. So, inert and sentient beings created by this. Then, vilokya, having seen, mumuhe, illusion. We are all unison. Sadhya, at once, sa eva, jnana, guhya, and it is covering the knowledge. It is this prakriti is covering our knowledge. We are not able to know it. So abiding in prakriti, the purush fell a prey to her charm that covers knowledge and forgot himself the moment. He saw her evolving through the guna, progeny of various kinds with the forms conforming to either of the three guna. See, prakriti can cover jiva buddhi. It is our buddhi which is covered, nothing else. But prakriti cannot cover Bhagwan. Prakriti can't cover. Bhagwan says, ye chaiva sattvika bhava rajastamas sascha ye matta eveti tan viddhi na tvam tesu te mayi. Bhagavan says, whatever the sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, naam roop is there outside in the world. Like some animals are sattvic, cow is sattvic, tiger is rajasic, elephant is tamasic. So whatever naam roop is there made of sattva, rajas and tamas, or whatever thoughts are inside my mind, which can be a sattvic thought, rajasic thought, or tamasic thought. Lord says it is all because of me, you know. It is all because of me. They are all in me, but I am not in them. I am not in them means they all change, but I don't change. Naam roop change. Naam Rupa has got a beginning and end. But I have got no beginning and end. I am anadi and ananta. Inside, all the vritti, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic vritti, they come. But the illuminator is one and same, whether it is sattvic vritti or rajasic vritti or tamasic vritti. All these three types of vrittis are in consciousness, but consciousness is not in them. Vritti change, consciousness does not change. Okay. So there are two types of creations, you know, in the Prakriti, there are two. One is the unmanifest, avyakta, and then from comes the vyakta. We have already seen many times, from avyakta came first the mahat tattva. You have heard this word many times. Mahat tattva, Hiranyagarbha, or Brahmaji. From mahat tattva came the sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, ahankar, total intelligence. From the total intelligence came tanmatra, subtle panchamahabhut. From subtle panchamahabhut came, when the grossification, the mixing was made, then came the gross five element. And with that gross five element and five gross subtle element, my body and the whole Brahmand was created. That we have seen many times. Many times we have seen. And Lord created 84 lakhs of yoni with this only five. Five elements. And of course seeds are there. Unlimited seeds are there. Undestructible seeds. That also Lord has given. So Gnana Guhya means the jeev's knowledge is covered by this Sattva-Rajasa knowledge. Not Atman. It is the Buddhi which is covered. This Buddhi is not able to see. Like the clouds. These clouds are so close to us that our eyes are covered. We are not able to see the sun. Mumuhe. Mumuhe means illusion. Jeev is deluded and consider. What he considers himself? Dehoham. I am Deha. This is our illusion. Wrong understanding. I am Brahman. Now I am saying, no, I am Dehoham. So Bhagavan is never affected by Maya, but Jeev is affected by Maya.
Evam parabhidhyanena kartritvam prakite puman karma sukriyamanesu gunairatmani mannate.
Evam parabhidhyanena, evam in this way, param is other, abhidhyanena by identification. This is the problem, identification. Abhidhyanena, kartityam prakrite pruman. Kartityam, doership. Prakrite, of prakriti, puman, jiva. Because of identification with prakriti, with our body, mind, intellect, what has come? Kartitya, doership has come. I am doer. Karmasu kriyamanesu gunai. It is said, who is doing the karma? Karmasu, while activities are kriyamanesu, being performed, by whom? Gunai. Gunai. All the actions are done by gunai. Gunai means sattva-rajas-tamas. Whose property is this sattva-rajas-tamas? Prakriti. So who is acting? Prakriti. And we say, aham karta. Ahankara has come, ego has come. I say, I am the doer. Doing is done by Prakriti. All doing is done by Prakriti. All karma is by Prakriti. But I say, I am doing. Atmani manyate. And the jiva considers, I am the doer. Atmani, I am doing all this thing. So by identifying himself with the Prakriti, who is other than himself, Purush attributes kartitva of action, which are performed by guna of Prakriti to himself. It all happens because we identified, that's all. Identified with the body, mind, and intellect. In Gita also it is said, Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankar vimudatma kartam iti manyate. All the actions are done by Atma. Only 2% are saying no. Others all accept. Atma is doer. Atma is akarta. If Atma is akarta and actions are happening, who is karta? Do to cheez hai. Atma hai, anatma hai. If Atma is not karta, then anatma is karta. Simple thing. But I consider, I am karta. See? Prakriti is doing, but I consider, I am karta. तत्त्वित्तु महाबाहो गुण कर्म विभागयो गुना गुणेशु वर्तन्ते इति मत्वा न सज्जते। तत्त्वित्तु वन हू नोज व्हाट इज आत्मा व्हाट इज अनात्मा, ही नोज दैट एवरी एक्शंस आर गोइंग ऑन इन आत्मा ओनली, देयरफॉर ही इज नॉट आइडेंटिफाइड विद दैट, दैट्स ऑल। इतना ही करना है, डोंट आइडेंटिफाई विद दैट। द मोमेंट यू आइडेंटिफाई, प्रॉब्लम स्टार्ट। हाउ प्रॉब्लम स्टार्ट, आई विल टेल यू स्टोरी। Once a person was traveling, you can take any two stations in India or any two stations in America. Suppose coming from Delhi to Calcutta. So this person boarded, he took his seat, reserved seat and all that, and in Delhi station somebody came with a big box and put it there. The coolie came and put it there, and coolie went down. The person also who came with that also got down. That is the normal practice, because you have to pour it to the porter and all that. You will buy some bottle of water, this and that, and will come back. So this person who was sitting, he was saying, "Acha, aa gaya, wo gaya hai, aa jayega, he will come back." Train started. Nobody came. All the way from Delhi to Calcutta, nobody came to claim that. This person was thinking, oh, might be sitting somewhere else at the time when they reach Calcutta, they will come and claim the box. Nobody came, everybody got down. Coolie came, kiska hai box? And now this person said, this is my box, you take it. Nobody is there. He said, mera hai. Paid to the coolie. Then the TT was there. Have you booked it? Paid him also. Extra charges, extra luggage, you are supposed to get only this much of luggage weight. This is heavy, something. Went out of the station, then the police said, they become suspicious, what is there? Open it. And there was a dead body in that. He just identified, you know. He was not owner. He was just identified. Nobody is claiming, le lo apna hai, kya hai, ghar chaake dekhenge, kya hai. Paid extra for the luggage also. And now the case started. Took long time, murder case. You owned it, na? It was not your box. But you owned it. Similarly, we own this body. Kiska hai, mera hai body. Identified. And with this identification, we go into the cycle of birth and death. Okay. So how to save ourselves? Very simple. How to save ourselves? No aham, no mama. Aham means ego. No ego, and mera bhi nahi hai. Mera bhi nahi hai. We understand very well. But till death, till the Lord takes, Yamaraj comes and takes away and forcibly disidentifies us from our home, from our body, we don't accept it. But all of us will go through this. All of us will go through. Whatever you are identified with, everything you have to leave. Everything. You came with the original dress, you will have to go with the original dress only. That's all. Kuch nahi leke ja sakte. But still we are identified, knowing everything. Knowing everything, we are identified. So no aham, no mam. Because of aham and mam, Arjun was crying in the battlefield. Only problem was aham and mam. These are all my people. Mam. I will kill them. Are? Who are you to kill them? You are not karta. Everything is happening between anatma and anatma only. You are Brahman. Atma cannot kill anybody. Nor can it can prompt anybody to kill.
Tadasya samsritir bandha. पारतंत्रम च तत्कृतम भवती अकर्तुरीशस्य साक्षिनो निवृतात्मनः।
इट इज कर्तृत्व विच बाइंड्स हिम टू एक्शन। It is karta, the doership. This is false. Ego is false. It binds us. He really is mere a sakshi. We are just sakshi. Jeev is sakshi. We know what is jeev, what is sakshi. There is only a little bit subtle difference. Jeev is Brahman only. And he is akarta. In this bondage through action which makes him helpless, and we experience sukh dukh, he is independent but subject himself to repeated birth and death. Birth and death, everything comes, even though he is blissful by nature. Kapil Bhagwan later on will tell, you know, when the jeev is in womb, he is praying to Lord. It's a beautiful person, praying to the Lord. And what happens when he is born? At that time he has got the full knowledge. Full knowledge is there. The moment he gets birth, all knowledge is removed. Memory. It will come later on. Bondage through action. How this bondage has created? Yajna arthat karmano netra lokayam karmandana tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sanga samachara. Again and again Bhagavan says, you have to do all actions which should be in the form of yajna. What is yajna? Yajna vai Vishnu. One of the name of Vishnu is yajna. So all the actions should be in the yajna roop, means all the actions should be for Vishnu. So all the actions should be for the Vishnu means what? All the actions should be for the happiness of Vishnu. That's all. Accept this dictum of Lord and act. It will give us liberation. It will purify my mind. The moment the impurities are gone, we will be able to see that Atman. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moho, mad, matsar, these are impurities. And this kaam, krodh, moho, mad, matsar can be removed by karma yoga. By karma yoga it can be removed. Once it is removed, you will be able to see Bhagwan. One more we see.
Karya karana kartritve karanam prakritim viduhu bhoktrite sukha dukkhanam purusham prakritev param.
Karya body, karan senses, kartritve doership, karanam is the cause, prakritim vidu. Learned people say this is all because of the prakriti. We all know the body has come from prakriti, senses has come from prakriti, kartritva also is coming from prakriti only. Bhoktitve sukha dukkhanam purusham prakriti param, and that purus is param, it is beyond prakriti. So the knower of truth recognizes prakriti as responsible for the identification of the soul with the body. It is the prakriti, it is the maya which has created illusion, and we got identified with our body, mind and senses. So as for the experience of the pleasure and pain, they hold purush to be responsible for identifying with the prakriti. And what we say, I am sukhi, I am dukhi. Are you are Brahman, you are Atma, how can Atma be sukhi and dukhi? Atma cannot be sukhi dukhi. It is your mind which is sukhi and dukhi, not Atma. Not Atma. It is the mind which becomes sukhi dukhi. So we have to understand one thing, that jiva takes birth according to karma, but Lord incarnates not because of karma. Not because of karma. Why he incarnates? Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam ar dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyam. His purpose is different. He takes the help of maya and comes here to remove all the obstacles. So who is the cause of our own suffering? We are cause of our own suffering. Jeev is cause of all suffering. It is his misunderstanding about the Atma and Anatma. So Kapil Bhagwan is telling us what is Atma, what is anatma. If we understand very clearly these two, then our bondage can be removed. Ignorance can be removed. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.